Albany County Executive Dan McCoy has delivered his 9th State of the County Address. Highlights of the Democrats' address at the Times Union Center included the county executive's focus on long-term economic growth, his equity agenda, which promotes equity, social justice, diversity, and inclusion in all levels of decision-making and the Albany County community, and the years-long upgrade of the Albany County Nursing Home.
You know, it's about our equity agenda that I put into play 8 years ago. And working with SUNY Albany, we embedded it into all of our departments and continue to put it through all of our agencies and out to the public. And it's about our economic development. But with the Camoin study that we produced from the Albany County Business Bureau that we worked together, advisory committee I put together, is going to give us a blueprint of how we can change, effectively make economic changes here in the county. And it's also about helping children that are in poverty to give them opportunities to fully grow to reach their full potential.
McCoy spoke of the creation of a new social isolation task force.
Medical research has shown that social isolation is more lethal than smoking 16 cigarettes a day or even obesity. In fact, research has shown that social isolation leads to heart disease, dementia, and higher death rates. We're already seeing the success of the Department of Aging's Congregate Senior Diner Initiative to combat loneliness and isolation with older residents. They can serve as a model for what we can and will do in Albany County to lead on this important mental health issue.
The Democrat also touched on opioid addiction and the county's battle with Big Pharma, teen suicide, the rising cost of Medicaid, and the convening of the Albany County Business Advisory Board to develop a strategic plan to boost economic growth and development. Democratic County Legislature Chair Andrew Joyce reacted to the address.
I'm particularly very proud and anxious and motivated to look into some of the issues he mentioned relating to veterans' addiction issues, engaging seniors in the home, keeping them more socially active. Some of the figures that he raised with seniors and mortality rates and as it relates to socialization were pretty alarming. We're also keen on learning more about his economic development plan, what his staff has learned through their research with Camoin, and kind of bringing all those issues together and working with the county executive's office and how we can bring the legislature to bear and tackling, those three issues in particular for me were very important.
McCoy noted that next year, the Albany County Nursing Home will be in the black, completing a goal set 8 years ago. County Legislature Deputy Chair Wanda Willingham represents the 3rd District. She says the nursing home is the crown jewel of McCoy's accomplishments.
We have spent millions of dollars on plans. It took him to become the county executive to actually deliver on a place where people can live out their years and also with dignity and something that we can be proud of.
Former deputy county executive, Albany County Airport CEO Phil Calderon.
I think he did an outstanding job as always, and I'm proud of his many initiatives, particularly the equity agenda and the economic development plan he outlined for the county. I think he knocked it out of the park.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.